Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International at this time, 11 minutes past 9. Today we unfortunately do not have within us the blessed company of Hazrat Maulana Suhaib Lasania, but nevertheless we'd ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to say that which would be wholesome and beneficial for us as well as those who are tuned in at this particular hour. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمد الله عز وجل ونصلي على سيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Beloved brothers, sisters and listeners of Radio Islam International, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we humbly offer blessings and salutations upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, his entire household as well as the illustrious Sahaba رضي Allahu anhum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all. You know, it's interesting to note that when you tell a young child that if the child is called upon by some great personnel that's living within the community or perhaps abroad, and a child is brought in front of, let's say it's the hero of that particular child, and now the child is asked, what is your name? So the child responds that this is my name, after being a bit shy for a few seconds, and then the child, he or she, gets into the groove because of the personality. So imagine you sitting with your hero, you're happy, the person is happy, and you engage and you part. A few words you say to one another. Imagine if you recite once, beloved listeners, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah brings a special angel to come to you as you recite the blessed durood on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It then transports it to the resting place of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wherein your name as well as your father's name is taken in front of the Nabi of Allah. What greater honor can be for an individual when the Nabi of Allah is happy that from his ummah so and so is recited durood upon him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who love to recite abundant durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight, inshallah, we would like to share a few points regarding the aspect and path that an individual would find themselves in the avenue of attaining closeness to one's Maker by involving in good actions, which are so amazing. But tonight, we'd just like to touch on a few of them, giving us a taste of indulging in good actions for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Surah Baqarah verse 215, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Whatever good an individual does, know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowledgeable with regards to the action. So whether it is a smile to an individual, a kind word, a positive word, a loving word, removing something harmful from the path, to look at one's parents with the act of mercy, or any other good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and this is narrated in the book of Sahih Muslim, where he was asked that, O Nabi of Allah, tell me that if I am weak in doing certain actions, what should I do? How should I go about living my day-to-day lives? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so beautiful was the response. تَكُفُّ شَرَّكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ فَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَ مِنْكَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. That if you are able to restrain yourself from causing harm to others, no injury to others, you are not abusive, you are not vulgar in your words, in your vocabulary, you are polite, you are kind, people adore, they love, they respect you. Or even if you do not interact with people, but you save yourself or you save others from harming them. Subhanallah, this is part of an act of charity. Beloved listeners, let me give you an example to set the tone for goodness. So for a washing machine, we know, and many of us would come to know, that you would need a manual to operate it. You would need some guide, some book, then assemble the particular product, and subhanallah, it will then perform its task for a beautiful life, a life full of goodness, a life full of blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the noble Quran, and what's the practicality of the performance of the Quran, or how to implement the laws of the Quran? Allah has sent the guide in the form of none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How amazing is that? Let us try and be from amongst those who are positive and who love to feed positivity to people around us. Like for instance, we know there are many amongst us, they might have a smile, but deep down they are going through something in life. Perhaps business was not too good on that particular day. Perhaps there was some scolding at home. Perhaps the child didn't excel too well at the school level or university or madrasa or in the sporting field. Whatever field it may be, let us be that individual who will provide that sense of comfort, that sense of solace and love for the individual. Today we had humbly heard in the Jum'ah talk that if you are able to assist people, to help people, then it definitely gives a sense of belonging to the person who's receiving it. The person finds strength, they find support. In today's time, beloved listeners, let's face reality. Ask a child that's 5, that's 6, that's 7. If they fail the exams, what happens when they go home? Forget, just before they go home, when they are still in the class, the tears are rolling from the eyes, and you ask the learners, what's the issue, what's the problem? And they would say with tears running down, streaming on the cheeks, that today I'm going to get shouting, today I'm going to get hiding, today I'm going to, you know, this is going to be taken away from me, I won't be able to enjoy my holidays. We have made life so difficult that we know in life that every failure is a stepping stone to success. Why can it not be such that, yes, we know we have to try, the child needs to learn, the child needs to be taught as well, but at the same time, let's give of love, let's give of kindness, that's the attitude, that was the approach of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if an individual was found doing something that was against the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wouldn't be told that you are banished from the deen, or you have to sit on your own, or you have to do things on your own now. No, he would embrace the individual with love, with kindness, with tolerance, with forbearance, with patience, with awesomeness. And that was the amazing qualities of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us be part and parcel of those individuals who want to build a home, who want to build a community at large. So another hadith that teaches us of some of the actions which we can find ourselves if we are not at this present moment from amongst those who are doing those particular good actions, and let us make a firm intention tonight. Let's not look at it and say, but it's just a small action, it's just something light, tomorrow I can even do it. Tomorrow might not give us the opportunity. Sometimes, on the other hand, we also say that I rather go for the big things, that instead of the small things. No, we don't know which action of ours Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would love and He would accept it, and because of that action, it would grant us entrance into paradise without any accountability. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the narration of Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, كُلُّ سُلَامَ مِنَ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِ صَدَقَ. Every joint in the body of an individual, there is charity to be given. 300 and something joints, you're telling me, my brother, my sister, how are we going to pay for that every single day of our lives? It's a test, it's a challenge, it's a struggle. But the deen is simple, the deen is beautiful. Allah has made it easy for us. Allah wants to see us in Jannah, Shaitan wants to see us in Jahannam. We got the guide of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if we follow to the best of our abilities his beautiful sunnah, we will inshallah be with him in Jannah. So the hadith carries on. كل يوم تطلع فيه الشمس تعدل بين اثنين صدقة. And if an individual can wake up in the morning and he can sort out a problem between two brothers, two friends, two neighbors, two siblings, he can sort the matter, he can say, listen, this is an issue from A, this is an issue from B, let's come to the solution, let's see how we can work with one another and protect the rights of one another, it's counted as an act of charity. وتعين الرجل في دابته فتحمله عليها.
If an individual helps a person to mount his conveyance, so you open a door for some elderly person, for a young person, the person gets into the conveyance, subhanallah, it's an act of charity. أو ترفع له عليها متاعه صدقة. Or you assist someone. You see an elderly person walking from the shopping complex and you're assisting with the goods. Or in a certain complex or town you are living in, or in a suburb, and you find people have just come back from the shopping mall. So you assist people carrying their particular parcels up towards their apartment. Subhanallah, it's an act of charity. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was not yet the Prophet of Allah, meaning revelation did not yet come to him to say that you are the Nabi of Allah and this is the message, but he was known as the one who was truthful. And look at the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would assist people. So sometime later on, the revelation then came and he started inviting people towards the beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day he decided, as per his normal habit, he was assisting people. So there was an elderly woman and he assisted her carrying her goods to her home. It was a bit of a long journey. And at the place of the residence of the woman, after speaking so much of negativity against the Nabi of Allah, whom she didn't realize that was the Nabi of Allah, she then says, "Oh young man, what is your beautiful name?" Imagine, he could have said that, "I'm so and so, I'm the Prophet of Allah, you don't know the punishment." He politely said that, "Oh woman, oh elderly woman, I am that same person who you were speaking about." Subhanallah, the woman broke down, she was in tears, she recited the kalima, she became a Muslim, just on the character, the conduct of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thereafter, وَالْكَلِمَةَ الطَّيِّبَةَ صَدَقَةَ. A good word is an act of charity. A kind word is an act of charity. A positive word is an act of charity. The man comes back home after a long day. He's tired. He just wants to sit and relax and have a meal. And the wife, with such loving and kind words, she calls her husband, subhanallah. He would just melt, I'm sure, at that moment. Or perhaps the husband comes home, he's happy, and the wife went through a bit of a difficult and challenging day because of the children, this she had to do and that she had to do. So at the end of the day, she was a little bit upset, perhaps she was a bit tired. So the husband walks in with a beautiful smile. Now and then he gives a rose also. That's part of sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to exchange gifts with your spouses. It's not only in the Western world that we are taught that if you give roses or gift cards, now they will say, "But Maulana, there's the WhatsApp." So send an emoticon, send a heart, send a rose, send a kiss via the emoticon. Subhanallah, it will count in your favor as an act of charity. وَبِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ تَمْشِيهَا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ صَدَقًا. And every step you take towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is counted as an act of charity. And if you're staying at a distance where it's a bit difficult to walk, perhaps because it's dark at night, or because out of fear of being robbed, or for some other reason, you take out the car, make the intention that, "Oh Allah, with every turn of the wheel, every foot on the pedal, that I am going towards your beautiful house, use it as a means of charity on my behalf." وَتُمِيتُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ صَدَقًا. And to remove any harmful object from the path of the road. You see a stick lying on the road, someone might come, they might trip, they might fall over it. You move it aside. You might see a brick lying on the side of the road. You jump out of your car. You take the brick, you move it on the side of the road. You don't know that that could be just as how you had assisted and made it easy for someone to come after you to travel on that road. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah could say that, "Now I will ease and make it and make the path towards paradise beautiful for you. Just as how you had removed the brick from the road, I will remove the obstacles that's in front of you and the doors of Jannah." Subhanallah. Imagine if the husband and wife smile more to each other, how much of issues would be resolved with not even much effort needing to take place. Beloved listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so many chances to come close to Him. If you read one verse of the Quran, imagine, we say husband and wife relationship, you wake up to the sound of your wife or Perhaps it's the wife, she's sleeping and she wakes up to the sound of the husband whispering in her ears, my darling, my love, and whatever terms you may have, she would be ecstatic, she would be happy, she would be like, perhaps she would even think that she's still dreaming, that after so many years of marriage and now my husband or my wife is saying these lovely terms to me. Imagine listening to the sound of your beloved, and we're not just talking about any beloved, we're talking about the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's His words. When you recite Quran, you're having a direct conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say, if you want Allah to talk to you, then open the book of the Quran and read the words, and you will get inspiration as if Allah is right in front of you addressing you. And if you want to talk to Allah and you want to share your problem with Allah, then offer salah. You are communicating and you are telling Allah that this is my issue, these are my problems, or this is what I'm grateful about, and you're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about that. We need to feel a sense of belonging. We need to feel a sense of closure, of comfort, of solace, of hope. And how? When we connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we connect ourselves with the beautiful teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's time, how else can we connect ourselves? When we sit in the company of the learned, when we sit in the company of the pious, when we just sit in the company of these people who, mashallah, jewels flow out from their beautiful words, we ourselves feel within us that boost of the iman rising. Just like how Ramadan, when we are in the masjid and we see the atmosphere, it's filled to capacity, people are enjoying themselves, the Taraweeh Salah is beautifully recited. At that moment, we feel within us that we would like to stand and stand beautiful, correctly, in front of Allah, worshipping as if Allah is directly in front of us, and we're enjoying the Taraweeh Salah because of the atmosphere and the barakah and blessings of the month of Ramadan. What about sitting in the company of the pious now and then? Try it out sometime. You would see the difference in your life. I would see the difference in my life. It would assist us. We would feel that within us, our hearts suddenly, the negativity removing, all the blackness and darkness removing from the heart. And at that particular time, we would find it so easy to do any good action we aspire to do. Beloved listeners, the simple message we want to leave each and every one of us tonight is that we are special. Yes, each and every one of us are special in the eyes of Allah. We have a beautiful deen, and there are so many opportunities at our doorstep waiting for us, calling our name, and like how we had made mention, to speak a kind word, to say a loving word, to be positive, to think positive, to create positivity, to remove any harmful obstacle from the road, to assist people to their cars, to carry the goods of people. A kind word, a loving word, and every step taken towards the masjid, and any other good action, whether it is smiling to your Muslim brother, and a sister smiling to a sister, looking at your parents with the eyes of mercy, all fall part under the act of kindness. And in turn, when we are good and we try and do good, then inshallah we will be building and decorating our palaces in paradise so that we can be with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, guide us, forgive us, protect us, honor us. May He accept us and our families for the beautiful service of His deen. May He make it easy for the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanallahi bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.